Jesus wants to minister here into our hearts. Jesus wants to meet us at a personal level, and he wants to minister here by his Holy Spirit. Matthew 4:15, the people living in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Jesus. 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 In Isaiah 61, Jesus says, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. We're talking here about closing doors and opening a door. And the Spirit of God has been speaking to us much on this weekend, and it's how we respond in faith. In Hebrews 4, it talks about the rest of God. There's a rest in God. And we can know that rest in God, the finished work of Jesus Christ. And it says of those who have come out of Egypt, they never entered that rest because of unbelief. And Paul, the Hebrews says, the gospel that was preached to them was of no effect because of their unbelief. And we are not a people today of unbelief. Each one of you have come here in faith, looking to have an encounter with God. And God will honor your faith. And God is going to encounter each one of us as we come to this time of praying one for the other. And God is going to encounter you. The Spirit of God is going to minister into your hearts. So open up your hearts. Jesus says in Revelation 3:20, here I am. Jesus is here today in our midst. The presence of God is here today. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock, which is the door of your heart. If anyone, that's anyone here, hears my voice. And I know we've all heard the voice of the Spirit of God over this weekend. And opens the door. That's an act of faith. He's knocking. If you open the door, that's an act of faith. I will come in. I will come in. If you open your heart to Jesus by faith at this time, he will come in. He will come and he will minister to you. And eat with him and he with me. And we talked earlier on downstairs when we broke the bread and the wine. It was a fellowship meal. And Jesus wants to come and to fellowship with us today. He wants to come and he's asking you to open the door of your heart. Now in Revelation 3:7. These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. Well, come unto God today too, the closed doors. And the doors that will be closed, in the name of Jesus Christ, will not be opened again by faith. to not be opened again. We're going to have an encounter with the truth. And Jesus is the truth. And his word is the truth. And he's speaking to us. We're going to enter the rest of God in Jesus Christ by faith. The finished work of the cross. We've heard it all. We are righteous. Our sins are forgiven. We are sons of God. And God called us into that rest. And unbelief keeps us out of it. That's your biggest battle. Unbelief keeps you out of the rest of God. And what we're going to say, the doors, I've just wrote some down here. We read from Isaiah 6. He will swap your garments of despair. And he will give you garments of praise. Closing doors by faith. God, and I put this word in here, can. I could have put in will. Because God will. But put in can, because there'll be a cannot at the end of it. It's by faith. You respond to God by faith this day. You come to Jesus. And he is knocking on the door of your heart. By faith you open it. And he will come in. And he will fellowship with you. Not only will he do that, but in Isaiah 61, he has come to set the prisoners free, to heal the brokenhearted. God can forgive all my sins. When I say can, you put the word will. Jesus can open my prison door. Jesus can heal my hurts and pain. Jesus can take away my shame. Jesus can bring restoration. Whatever that means to you, family, your own life, wherever you need God to bring restoration, Jesus can do it. Jesus can restore to me the joy of my salvation. Jesus can take my burdens and fears. Cast all your burdens and cares upon him because he loves you. Jesus can bind up my broken heart. Jesus can set me free from besetting sin. Jesus can free me from the oppression of the enemy. Jesus can heal the wounded heart. I'm sure there's many others. And you know the door today that you want the Lord to close. In his mighty power. His incredible mighty power. This Jesus who we love. Who has committed himself to each and every one of us. For our healing. For our freedom. We are the people of God. We are not people who are enslaved. We're the free people of God. We're the people who are, God says, I am the Lord who can heal you. So what we're going to do now is we're going to have a time of ministry, a prayer. And I'm asking you to come forward in faith and we will pray with you. I'm asking you, you don't have to say it, but when you come forward, know what you want the Lord to shut the door on. And he will do it. He will do it. These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. Father, I just pray, in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are your people, O God. And Father, we have sat under the word that is the truth, O God, under your word. In the power of your Holy Spirit. And Father, we come as people of faith. We come to him, O God. To him, O God. To the Christ of God. Who has committed himself. Whose blood was shed that we would be set free. Free from our sins. Free from our shame. who's come to heal our hurts and our pain, who's come to break off the shackles of sin that bind us, and who has come to clear the oppression from over our lives, that we may see the heaven of God, and that we may breathe in the air of freedom that is Jesus Christ. I'm just going to hand over to our pastor and just let the Lord lead on from here.
Amen, Lord. Oh, amen, Jesus. We bless your great name, Lord. Last week, we talked about the prisons. And, you know, I was out of talking about the prisons and the series on the prisons that this weekend came about. Because we felt with all of our hearts we couldn't rattle the gates of people's doors and leave it at that. But that we are responsible to give people an opportunity to close prison doors behind them and walk through the doors that the Lord has for us, has for us. I named some on the weeks. Doors of that need to be closed on addiction. Doors that need to be closed on hurts. Doors that need to be closed on unbelief, fears. And this is our opportunity today to meet with God in this manner. We could put another name on them. We could call them strongholds in your mind. Lies that have been built up that now present themselves as truth. But they're not. They're something that has locked you in. That has robbed you. And you want to respond to God. The Holy Spirit has told you the door. You know the door. The Lord says to John in Revelations, he says, I open the door before you, step through it. He stepped in through it and he's seen the things of heaven. He's seen the revelations of God. He's seen the end because he took that step of faith and went through the door. And God met him. God met him as a result of his movement towards God. So guys, I invite you forward. Are you aware of a door that the Lord has spoken, that the Lord has even set this weekend for you? Lord, I'm going to nail that. I'm going to close it in faith, Lord. I'm going to step out of that lie. I'm going to step out of that belief system. I'm going to step out of that stronghold. I'm going to step out, Lord. And I'm going to close that door behind me in the name of Jesus. We will pray for you. Doors that need to be closed for you to move forward. I'm closing this one. I'm never going to go back to that. The door's locked. How could I ever get back in? I'm nailing that close. The Lord is going to shut that this day. That he, as Peter said, he who closes, there's doors that God closes that no man can open. No person can open. There's mindsets and strongholds that will crumble this day. Crumble. Demolished. The only thing left of them will be dust. Distant memories. But not the strength of it. Not the arrogance of it. Just dust. You'll shake it off your shoes and you'll walk out. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Lord. Deal with them now, Lord, as we just come before you, Lord. Start dealing with them, Lord. One by one, Lord, the doors that you've knocked on, you're knocking on. You're saying, yeah, this is the door. This is the door. close it. It's by faith right now, just take a hold of that handle and close it behind you. And that part of my life, the door is closed. I break its hold on you in the name of Jesus. I break its hold on you right now in the name of Jesus. I break the security, the false security that is within it in the name of Jesus. I break its lie in the name of Jesus. I break its attraction in the name of Jesus. I break the false comfort that has become a prison to you in the name of Jesus. So we take a hold of this door and we close it right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, you who closes doors, that it will not be opened again. It will not be a place of return. It will not be a place where I back up into. It will not be a place where I'll run for my security in times of need, Lord. Because it's closed. And its strings and its attachments are broken in the name of Jesus. And I step forward into another door, Lord. Take a step forward, guys. I step forward into the door that you're calling me up into. And I pray like John, Lord, that you would catch us up in the spirit right now, Lord God, to see the things of heaven. John says, when I went through the door, I was caught up in the spirit of God. Revelation. Revelation of who you are right now. That your identity with the closed door is being cut off. Fresh revelation of who you are. Where you're going, what you're doing. New understanding, new revelation, new truths replacing the lie. What we're going to do is, we're just going to go by the three elders. We're going to pray and lay hands on your head. And pray release. Release from anything and release into the future, guys, yeah? In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Release from the past door, the old door, and into the new door. Into the new steps. Hallelujah, Lord.